Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know. What happened here? Oh, high limits. I don't know how everybody else feels. I didn't think I was going to be that excited about the Penguins or Pitt football this year. And this Heinschel kid all of a sudden has me pumped. Doran and Pat Bostic were giving me the scouting report. They were apparently saying this way back in camp, that this kid is unbelievable, like completes every pass in camp, completes every pass in practice. He reminded me, even though he's taller, of Johnny Football. The other thing that I didn't think I'd be excited about was the Penguins this year. I thought more of the same. But the other night, man, that was fun to watch. You inject a little youth into the situation. You actually play a system. You stifle Sully and the Rangers on Broadway on opening night. That was awesome, and now I can't wait till tonight's game. And here to talk about that, all of that, plus more, and with a special guest, Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with a 66 hat on. That looks incredible today. I'm pumped. You?
Oh, yeah. It's a great day. Winning solves a lot, right?
But it does.
Yeah, no, Mario had his 6.6 run on Sunday. Obviously, an unbelievable turnout. What an unbelievable job by his crew. And the hats, they got good style. I don't know if it's Nancy or who, but it's just a simple, solid hat. But
that's all it needs to say, 66.
Yeah, 66, right? That's like, you just think of Mario. But going to the Penguins, yeah, there was so much I loved about the game. One was sticking it to Sully. There's nothing better than sticking it to a former coach that goes somewhere to almost like a rivalry. Two, I thought the Penguins were very good defensively. They played a very structured game, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And the one thing I really liked about them was wherever their puck was, you would always see five guys in the picture. It wasn't like before where they were scattered. They were all supporting. And they now it seems like they've really – Muse has got them to buy into a different way of playing. And I know it's only one game – but it's so nice seeing them play defense, getting rid of the puck, not taking those extra chances. And I know Carlson had one mistake, but he played well. He was a guy that stood out for me on the defensive side just from his defensive game, because we never know really what we're going to get with him. And on Tuesday night, I thought he played really well. Sid was Sid. I think Sid was the best 200-foot player on the ice by far. Again, just doing all the little things that if you know hockey, you see.
And Gino was Gino.
Gino starts hot all the time, but he played well. And having those two big bodies with Gino helps him out so much because they give him space. Gino wants space to make plays, to take guys on. And when you have those big bodies, it's so nice. And that's another refreshing thing you see. It's not just the same top six, top bottom six. It's some new life. Koivunen up top with Sid, a guy that's got the wheels that can keep up with Sid. He's playing well. Like, you got to keep him up there. If you're moving in a certain direction with the team where they're really rebuilding in the process. You got to keep guys like Kovenin up there with Sid and let him make plays. Let him learn off Sid. I think that is absolutely huge. Kindle kid, the young guy, the 18-year-old.
He made a nice first impression.
Oh.
But let's not bury the lead here, Tyler.
With the puck, though.
Let's not bury the lead. You're a new proud papa again. Tell us about your new daughter.
Yes. Me and my beautiful wife, Brandy, had a beautiful daughter on Monday morning. It was a long Monday night, but my wife's a warrior. Again, I don't think, you know, you don't realize the whole pregnancy process, no matter how many times you go through it, how strong your wife is.
Oh, man.
Props to her. She's an ultimate warrior, especially now with like all the kids. We have 4 kids under 10. So it's
you got your own penalty killing unit. Yeah. Pretty soon you'll have a basketball team. You going to have more?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think. I'm happy. And it's like, I'd love to have more, but it's hard to give time to all of them. You know,
what's her name?
Cozy BB Kennedy.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah.
Cozy Kennedy.
Yeah.
I love that.
But she's healthy. She's happy. Mom's doing great.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. It's adding one more to the fold, and, you know, it's been a real special couple days.
That is great. Limits, would you like to express your congratulations to Tyler Kennedy?
TK, congratulations. Happy for you. Happy for the family. I can see the smile on your face. Yeah. A proud papa this week.
Yeah, it's again, whenever you have a healthy kid, it means a lot. We're very blessed with our kids. And it's like when you watch a woman give birth, it's completely different than if you want birth control for a young teenager, make them go watch a birth from a kid, because it changes your mind. But
I almost passed out when my daughter was born. I'm the one who needed attention, not my wife, although they didn't give me any. And I was the one who had to employ the Lamaze breathing methods. Not her. She didn't. She had been through it once before.
Yeah.
I almost passed out right in the room.
Oh,
how do you do during these things?
I don't look down. I make contact with my wife. And she actually tells me, don't look down there. And I don't. I did it. I think our second child, I haven't looked down there during pregnancy since. I don't want to see that. You know, and my wife doesn't want me seeing that either. She's like, look at me. Don't look down.
Well, at the moment of truth, you do, right? And when they fly, my daughter flew out like she was in an amusement park ride. It was unbelievable limits.
It was the Phantom?
Yeah,
coming down the hill?
I caught her, right?
You did?
I mean, I didn't catch her, but they caught her and then I cut the umbilical cord right away.
Yeah, I did that. But you know, some guys actually like want to like catch her coming out.
I didn't want to do that because if anything's wrong, like in 1 second, I'm not the guy you want on the scene there. I'd rather have trained professionals.
Yeah, Bill Buckner with the ball going right past you.
That too. What if you make an error? That's a turnover in the neutral zone. That's a bad time for one.
That's a lot of pressure. And you know, my wife, we had a little complications throughout the pregnancy, but the big shout out to the doctors at McGee Hospital, Women's Hospital. They're
the best.
Yeah, they're the best. They did such a great job from the doctor that delivered my daughter from my wife, and then the nurses. You know, those are the people that when you're going through something that really mean a lot. And McGee's Women's Hospital was unbelievable. Huge shout out to them because they made our stay perfect.
Have you been sleeping?
I have been sleeping. My wife's a different story. I go to bed late because I work late and I get up early. So, again, my wife's a warrior. She's the one that gets up, feeds the baby. I don't do that. But
you're incapable. Yeah.
Yeah,
we can't do that. They can.
Yeah, I'm not good tired.
Limits, do we have a guest on the line?
We have a Stanley Cup winning guest.
Tyler, this is incredible, the people you're coming up with here. Would you like to introduce your friend and former line mate?
Yes, I'd love to introduce him. This guy is a Stanley Cup winner. A lot of nicknames throughout his career. A guy I thoroughly enjoyed playing with. You'd always have to keep your head up. Great teammate. Used to call him the Ice Road Trucker. We'll get into that later. But would love to introduce Matt Cook, the guy that I thoroughly enjoyed coming to the rink and seeing every day.
What's up, Matt?
How's it going, guys?
Smile, Matt. Come on. Smile, Matt. I know it's early, but like, come on, bud. What time? Where are you right now, well, Matt?
I'm in Vernon, British Columbia.
Oh, sure. What time is it there?
Just rolled past 7 a.m.
Oh, Jesus.
Great
what
to
are you
see
doing
you,
out
man.
There? What are you doing out there, Matt? Tell us what you're doing out there these days.
Yeah, this summer I got pursued to take the head coach and GM job of the Vernon Vipers in the British Columbia Hockey League. So, you know, I coached professionally in Newfoundland a couple years ago, and then I worked with Adam Oates last year doing, you know, the high-end skill stuff with him. But it just felt like I truly missed the locker room and being able to help a team win. And so when this opportunity arose, it was an opportunity for me to get back into junior hockey, and it was one I wasn't willing to pass up.
When you were playing, Matt, did you know you were going to be or stay in the game as a coach or like a skills development guy? Because I always thought guys that did like penalty kill really had a mind for the game, because there were so many different systems and you had to really think about how to shut the other team down, and you guys would have more meetings than everyone. So I kind of felt like you were going to stay in it, but now that you are, like what turned you on to being a coach? And is that what you want to do? Is you want to coach in the NHL one day, or is it, let's just see where this takes me?
Well, I think I truly knew I wanted to coach after I finally convinced you to stop just rimming the puck, missing the net high and wide every 3-on-2 that you, me, and Stalzi had. So when I was able to finally get through to you, I was like, oh my God, I'm built for this. But
you would always call us over, and well, that's why we didn't pass you. We'd go through, do you remember, we'd go through whole morning skates, and me and Jordan Stahl would be like, hey, we're not going to pass to Matt Cook for this whole 45 minute morning skate. And Matt, he would be firing pucks at us. You'd want to kill us, but that's what made us a good line. You know, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, once we had to hit the net, we were great. But
Matt, I hit the net more. I hit the net more than you did. How many goals did you score your top season?
19.
Oh, I had 21. Not a big deal. I had more goals, so I hit the net a little bit more than you. But still,
more. you were a little water beetle. You got way more opportunities.
Oh, here we go.
Man, we all could have had 60 points a year if you hit the net.
I'd be retired. I'd be in Florida if I hit the net. I tell my kids I teach now. I'm like, guys, don't watch my old clips, because I didn't. Hit the net. But I love playing with you, man. This is how we're bickering back and forth. This was every single day. And even like when you first came to our team and we played in Sweden and we were up, and out of nowhere, I don't know who you buried, but we were up by 2 goals. And was it Alfredsson? It was
some,
yeah. And nothing was going on. We were up, and you just hammered them. And that was you. Like, you never took a shift off. It didn't matter if it was the first minute of the game or the last. Like, I always felt like I had to be ready to jump in or to protect each other, because it was like, this guy plays hard no matter what. And that was like the opening of the Matt Cook experience that I loved every day.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun times. Like, you know, our line of Stalzi, you and I, like, I felt like we controlled games. We spent lots of time in the offensive zone. Defensive zone was really easy because you and I had to do nothing. Stalzi just did it all. And so we benefited from that horse. But, you know, it really brings back great memories of how much fun we had. You know, we had obviously 3 different individuals that came together. And Dan did a great job, I think, of really giving us a mentality or a focus as to how we could best help our group. And lo and behold, we were able to do that in a short period of time.
That's what I thought Dan was the best at, right? Like, he knew like how to get each line to know what their role was. And for you, obviously, you've had a pretty checkered path. Let's be honest. Like, it wasn't great, but the way you'd play, like, were you always a guy from even Bantam hockey that would finish their checks? Because you're not big. You're like, you're big bone, Matty, but you're not like tall, but you're thick, right? Were you always a guy that would finish their check in, like, at the end of the games everyone would know who number 24 was. Like, how did that evolve into your game? Were you always that player, or were you a skill guy that had to evolve into, like, honestly, like a guy like that you'd have to, like, you hated on the other team?
Well, it's a bit of a loaded question, but
perfect.
My first year of AAA hockey, we were in the Ontario Championships against Kitchener. And at that time, I think I was 5'1 and a half, and their whole team was over 5'10. And I was scared, like scared the bejesus out of me. Like, I was terrified on the ice for the first time in my life. And the whole first game, I was like, anytime someone got close to me, I just dropped to my knees and tried and cannonball them because I was scared. And a certain individual that's, you know, part of my DNA came into the locker room in between the second and third period and tossed me up against the wall and said, "You drop to your knees again, you'll never play another game." Mm. So that next period, felt like I didn't have a choice, and I went out and skated as hard as I could and hit a guy into the boards, and the glass shattered. And my team loved it, and I felt like body checking became a part of my DNA after that. And, you know, through junior, I mean, often you get a fight early and score a goal, get an assist. You have a Gordie Howe hat trick. Like, my second year in junior, that probably happened 20 or 30 times where I think I had like 300 penalty minutes. I had 95 points. Like, wow. I wasn't always just a guy that I was the guy. Like, I was the points guy in junior, but I got to the NHL. Mike Keenan was like, "You're going to get 3 minutes a game. Is that okay? Is that enough? Or do you want to go down to Syracuse and ride the bus for 3-3s, you know?"
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There wasn't much of a choice.
especially being a player now, and I deal with young kids, and you're getting the next generation, hearing that from you. You know, I think we were all skill guys. We all put up big numbers when you're younger, but when you go to the next level, it's you got to do something that someone else won't, right? And for you, it was finishing your checks, answering the bell, all that stuff. Is that what you preach to the next generation of kids you teach? Because obviously you're with Oates last year and he's real high in skill, but not every kid is able to make it on skill. And me and you weren't, right? We had to bring something else. So like when you started doing that, and is when you coach a team, is it X's and O's, or is it like, hey, we're going to play hard. This is, you're sitting down with the third and fourth line guys going, hey, you can't toe drag. You chip the puck in, you make time and space for everyone else. Like, what's your coaching mentality now after playing for so long?
I think the game has changed so much that, like, we as mentors or coaches have to adapt as well. And I don't think that the game can successfully be played as physical as you and I or I approached it with the pace that it's played. And then I don't think that the mentality of the game or society wants that either. So, but I do believe that Florida has been successful the last 2 years because that for 82 games, they play a certain way, and that's playoff style hockey, which is including physicality and a little bit of determined or affecting the brain of your opponent. Right. So there is a fine line. I've through some of the work, obviously I did with Dan after trying to, you know, kind of, stop getting suspensions. We did a ton of video work, and what I learned was, like, the game is a split second from being super dangerous way more times than me. You know, I watched Ryan Callahan shifts for like 4 games, and the amount of times either he almost got killed or he almost killed somebody that would have led to a suspension but led to nothing, it is so fine line that I'm like, we got to do something different. So I mean, you say Oatsy's skilled, but one of the things he talked to me last year about was like, how hard do you need to hit a guy? And I was like, as hard as you possibly can.
As hard. You put that 220 body taught, into him, right? Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's how I was taught. So, and he was like, wrong. You only have to hit him as hard as you need to possess the puck, which I truly believe, because you can go as hard as you want on F1 and hammer the guy, but if you don't come out with the puck, what good is it, right? Maybe it does some good in the first or second or third shift because you're kind of setting the tone or the momentum, but then later, like, you only have to hit them as hard to get the puck. And so I feel like I've done a good job of, like, there's a way to affect your put have an effect in your without being reckless.
Yeah, but honestly, Matt, when you say that, I don't agree with that, Matt, because if you played like that, like, Adam Oates is a different player than Matt Cook. Matt Cook has a better feel on how to be an effective player on the third and fourth line more than Adam Oates. I don't care what you say. If Matt Cook went in there and bumped someone, I know right now me and Stalzi would be like, oh, Matt, you are definitely not that kind of player. Like, I felt you hit the guy to try to hurt, like, not hurt him, but, like, set the tone, just like I did. When I tried to hit someone, it wasn't like, oh, I hope I get the puck. It's like, no, I hope next time, when I hit him, it's going to, like, next time he goes to get the puck, he might not go in there first, because I don't know how many puck races you won because the other guy would let you go first. And when I look back, even now talk with you, you created, I should be shaking your hand, because you created so much room and space on the ice for me and Jordan Staal. It's scary because I played against guys like you. I played against the Marchands, even the Averys. I knew when we were playing against them, and I can just imagine the guys that were nervous to play against you. And you obviously, again, you've had some big suspensions and all that stuff, but the room you created, and I listened to this podcast, and I have to bring this up with you and Don Cherry going at it, because I had a little Don Cherry thing too, where he kind of shook me the wrong way and I was like mad at him. But you were the first guy, and if you can expand on the story with Don Cherry in Carolina, it's the best Matt Cook story. I love this story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't get a front row view because...
No, I was like in the corner waiting. I was like, where is he going? The bus is this way. And I, you were with someone. Were you with your buddy or something?
Yeah, I had a buddy from Belleville there. Yeah.
And I was going, oh, where is he going? And then I saw like this little like 75-year-old guy. And I'm going, oh, here we go. But go ahead. Tell the story.
Please.
Yeah, also, Eric Cole and I had a collision in our D zone in game, I think game two, we kind of clipped skates. Like no one was hurt. Nothing happened. No one got a penalty. Like we just kind of clipped skates and Cherry took it upon himself to go after me personally. So not like the play, but like me personally as a person. And I took severe, like, it just bothered me the wrong way. And so the next day we flew to Carolina and him and Ron McClain were up in the stands watching Carolina's practice. And I tried to go up in the stands and confront him there, but he saw me coming and him and Ron like left. They got up and left once they saw me coming. And so we play game three in Carolina, we win. And I'm talking to my buddy in the fan section and there comes Don and my buddy's like, oh, there's Don Cherry. I was like, I didn't even say anything. I just turned around and walked, right? And honestly, like, confronted him, was like, hey, you know, I have an issue. He was like, yeah, I have an issue with you too, type thing. I was like, I think at one point I called him a senile,
yeah
F word, you know, trying to keep it friendly here, but it got really heated and it was under my direction of it being heated, basically telling him like, you've made millions and millions of dollars through Rock'em Sock'em Hockey, putting guys, video of guys like me up to make money. Yet you're sitting there trying to personally attack. I was like, you know, say whatever you want about the game. The next time you personally attack, I'm going to come for you basically. And in that moment, Balzma had seen the interaction. Ron McClain like backed off. He wanted nothing to do with it. And Dan came in. He kind of just snuck in between the two of us and kind of put his hands on my shoulders and started pushing me backwards. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, one of two things is going to happen and neither one of them are good for you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, either you're going to punch him in the face or he's going to have a heart attack and both of it's going to look really bad on you. And so Dan literally like walked me back to the bus. Like, yeah.
Matt Cook, Stanley Cup champion, joining us here off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Matt, you can watch him on our YouTube channel. Looks great. Go to our YouTube channel through our website at 937thefan.com or just head over to YouTube and search it out. Very easy to get to. And Matt's also on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. This is incredible hockey talk. Keep going.
Yeah, it's even Matt, obviously you're into coaching and now what do you think of the Penguins now? What do you think of the big three with Letang, Sid, and Malkin still getting it done? Like, have you watched the Penguins and what do you think of those guys still like clicking at a pretty high rate?
Yeah, I mean, I've never stopped watching, right? When you win, you feel connected to the city. We did a lot of things in that city as a group, but then also, you know, from a charity perspective and, you know, being super, like, Tanger lived with me for the first 3 months of my second year there. Tanger lived with me because his house wasn't ready. He bought a house, it wasn't ready. So he lived with me for 3 months and he was my little brother, but, while everyone else was picking on him, I was taking care of him. But
yeah, that's the truth.
It's fun to see them still going at such a high level. And I've watched, but even to watch their first, nice to see them be successful early on. I feel like they're playing a different pace. And I don't know if that's 100% personnel or the new coaching or what right yet, but it was fun to see them play an upbeat style.
Matt, getting back to the Stanley Cup champion team, whose idea was it to put that third line together with you and this guy sitting across from me and Jordan Staal, who was 18 or 19 at the time? Whose idea was it? And when did you know that you had something special there?
Well, Tarion had us together. Like, we kind of almost did the season together a little bit. Like, you know, I joke. I think TK and I had Sid as centerman for six games one time when he came back from concussion. And I had 7 goals in 6 games with Sid. So,
that's incredible. Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't play with me with him more. Like, Duper never had those numbers, you know? But but his crazy legs did keep up with Sid. So anyway, just, you know, I don't know if it, like, but I feel like right from getting there in, in September 2008, Michelle Tarion kind of had settled early on that we were a third line that didn't play like a third line.
Hmm. Yeah, it's great. Again, I always feel like we just had good chemistry. Like, we were able to, like, call each other out on the bench. We had a good relationship. Like, you had no problem giving it to me and Stahl in a good way, right? Like, you were like, hey, no, that's, what are you doing? And you would say, hey, I'd get over the blue line. You'd be like, hey, remember the last time we were going on the blue line? You had the horse blinders on. I was open. And I was like, dude, I had a shot, you know, like stuff like that. But any good stories, Matt, of, I honestly don't, I'd like to say me, because I don't want you to say stories about me, because I know you have some, but Sid, because Sid, like, the way he is, and the way you still talk to Sid at all, or you text him here and there, or no?
Well, if you don't text him on his birthday, you're done, right? Like, yeah. So everyone that knows him,
yeah,
it's pretty easy to remember his birthday. If you don't text him on August 7th, you're in trouble. So I have stayed in touch with him that way. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for me with Sid was, I had this impression of him before I came. You know, I'd been in Vancouver, so could only kind of see him from afar. And you see the highlights, you're like, man, this kid's really good. I get traded from Vancouver to Washington and play against Sid, and he's literally complaining every shift. And I was like, oh, dude's a baby. You know, I can't believe this. And I know that he takes extreme, like, offense to when you say that to him. And so I then join the Penguins, and I'm like, someone takes a penalty on this guy every shift. But they only call it, like, once a period, because we can't be on the power play for 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, so I had a whole new respect for, like, how good he actually truly was, because he was – I mean – for anyone to slow him down back then, they had to take a penalty. Like, they just had to. And then for somehow, some way, some reason, I don't get to choose my Stahl. Like, everyone else gets to choose a Stahl. I don't get to. And for whatever reason, I have to be like, it goes Stahlsy, Sid, Mario, my Stahl. And Mario obviously was never in his seat. So, like, there was always the empty Stahl. And Sid's so competitive that people wouldn't know this, but, like, the Penguins, I'm sure they still do, but the little mini, like, Dasani water bottles, you know, and he'd crush like 6 or 8 of them. Well, the kid's so competitive that, like, every time he drinks one, he needs to throw it at the garbage can from wherever he's at. And if it doesn't go in, he can't move. Like, he's frozen in time until he makes it. So then someone has to go get the friggin' water bottle so he can throw it from the same position. Well, that guy, 90% of the time, was always me. And I'm like, I have this 20-year-old that I'm collecting a water bottle for this 20-year-old. Is this for real? But I wouldn't change it. Like, you know,
he led by
doing things the right way and focusing on himself. And, you know, our group had other, I'll say, loud people that were willing to stand up in the locker room and keep some accountability so that he could focus on making sure that we were at our best.
Well, we have more questions for you, Matt. If you're going to stick around for a little while here, that'd be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
15-minute mark on the Fan. Coming up on that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of Greg Warren at 60, a low of 40. Myron Bell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tyler Kennedy across from me this morning, as he is every Thursday from 10 to 11. Our special guest, Matt Cook, Tyler's former linemate, Stanley Cup champion here. Tyler, before you guys get back into it, the whole Don Cherry story is drawing a lot of reaction from our listeners and texters. And Matt, did you ever run into Don Cherry again? Did you guys ever make peace, or was that interaction pretty much the last one with you guys?
One and done.
One and done. Fair enough, Tyler.
That was there anyone, I have two questions, but was there anyone that before the game or a couple days that you, what was the guy that you were a little bit nervous to play against, a guy that you hated, a guy that you circled on the calendar, like, this is going to be a game that I, this is going to suck, but I got to do it. Is there any guys like that you not that you feared, but you worried about?
I mean, I think there was
half the league,
late '90s, late '90s. Like it was a different game, and I hated Colorado because footy made my life miserable. Like the guy just, he used a wooden stick that I think was still a true 2x4, and like it didn't matter how many times he cross-checked you, the stick would never break. Like you could never get away with that now because the graphite would just shatter. Like there's just moments in time, you know. Chris Pronger's another guy, and I wasn't worried about fighting those guys. They just made your life like hell, you know. Obviously I had a few run-ins at Derek Bougard, Matt Johnson, like, you know, there's guys out there. Matt Johnson's probably the worst because it was like a 7-game saga where, you know, the first game we played them in Minnesota in 2000, I hit him and he was in D zone coverage and I hit him against the boards and I didn't even hit him that hard, but kind of the way that his body rattled, his head hit the glass and gave him a concussion. He left the game. So the next time in Minnesota, we're doing a set breakout. The puck's not even anywhere close to me. I'm just circling below the circles, and he blows me up, like completely concusses me. The puck's still behind our own net in a set breakout. So, like, the game was just different, and you had to – I mean, that was when I learned, like, I don't care where I am or how close to puck I am. Like, I have to know where guys are on the ice.
Yeah.
And it's probably the first time I truly started to take inventory as to, like, how much time do I have? If I need to get out of the way, where am I going? You know?
Yeah.
And so that helped me offensively, I think, because I was always aware of where the opponent was.
Is that the guy that knocked out John Scott, Matt Johnson? Was that the guy, the little mole, like?
No, he's the guy that he hit Jeff Bookaboom in the back of the head in L.A. one night and
kind of
ended Bookaboom's career.
Jeez. Who's the toughest guy you ever fought?
Nonetheless, scary.
Yeah, who's the toughest guy you ever fought?
Toughest I ever fought? Probably Sean Thornton.
That was an interesting ordeal, right? You coming across and obviously...
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's...
You must, like...
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, if you can just touch on, like, just going back there, like, I think the whole team was, like, nervous because we knew it was going to be, an interesting game. Like, how did you just, like, did you sleep the night before? Because you must have known, like, that whole city wanted to kill you. Or, like, they hated you for what?
Yeah, I mean, there was a wanted poster in the front page of the Boston Herald with Matt Cook's face on it. Like, the NHL flew in 3 security guards because they thought fans would do something. Wow. Godsey wouldn't let me leave the hotel without him, you know? Like, so there's this whole ordeal. But at the end of the day, when I hit Mark Savard in Pittsburgh, it was in the first period and nobody came. I didn't get a penalty and no one came to fight me. So now we go to Boston and this thing's been orchestrated. And my biggest fear was I didn't want anything to happen to Sid or Gino because I wouldn't fight. And I shouldn't have had to fight. Like deep down inside, I was like, I mean, this is now premeditated. Like, this is a joke, you know?
Yeah.
Standing up for your teammates, one thing, having it be premeditated is another, right? But at the end of the day, not having Gino or Sid be targets was more important than me not fighting. And so I'd made a decision already I was going to fight. And when you go down the list of guys, like, or maybe you go up the list in guys,
especially there,
it was Thorts, Lucic, Chara. Like, I have no chance against Chara. Like, he's 6'7". I have no chance, you know. Luch, I actually, like, he's 6'3". Like, I kind of picked the smallest guy in Thorts, and he still had, you know, me by 25 pounds and 3 inches, right? So, and you know what? Lucky enough, like, it was a good fight. He got in what he felt he needed to. I didn't get hurt, so, you know, it all worked out.
Know what? Like, people don't realize the balls you have to have, I'm talking about you, to answer that bell. Like, knowing it's coming all day and saying, all right, let's go, and you square off. Because you guys squared off. There was some time where you guys spread out. Like, you must have been pretty excited to get that one over. Because, again, like, I was nervous for you. But that's, like, the set of balls that people think they're tough and people that are actually tough and answer the bell. I had so much respect for you for answering the bell like that. And you've always answered the bell, right? Like, you there was never times where you were in, like, no, not today, right? Because you answered the bell all the time. I want to get to another question because we don't have much time here. You went from playing with Ovechkin to playing with Sidney Crosby. What were some of the similarities? What were some of the differences from pretty much the two modern day goats that are at the end of their careers? What did you see the big difference in those two guys, or in what are the similarities?
I mean, similarities are in their ability to bring a team along and lead a team. And in that statement is where their differences are, because they do it two totally different ways, right? Like, Ovi's this energetic guy that's just a ball of energy. Like, you see stuff on TV and you're like, oh, that can't be him. That's not him all the time. That's a show for the TV. It's not a show. Like, you come to the rink on a Sunday morning, no one wants to be there. And this guy's hooting and hollering. You know, if he had a bottle of champagne, he'd have it spraying everybody. Like, that's just who he is. Like, he's this ball of energy that loves life, right? And Sid isn't different in that he doesn't love life, but like, Sid's very like under control and reserved and focused on what he needs to do daily. And I used to be like, you're so friggin' superstitious. And he's like, I'm not superstitious at all. And I was like, how's that even possible? But his belief is he has a routine. And if he sticks to that routine, there's no reason for him not to be great. And if things start to go bad, he can change one or two things in his routine to help him then find greatness again. And so I respected his explanation of it. Like, oh, that makes sense to me. Now, later in life, he's superstitious as hell, but he's going to believe himself that it's a routine.
Matt, do you still have connections here in Pittsburgh? My understanding is that you have a couple, and do you still make it into town now and again?
Well, my son actually plays baseball for the University of Pittsburgh. So he's a catcher on the team.
Wow.
So he played there last year. He kind of just hit in a pinch hit role, DH role last year. And I think he'll get some reps at first base and catch this year a little bit more, get some more opportunity. But, you know, last year for the University of Pittsburgh, he hit 6 home runs and some big ones, actually. Hit some late innings, game tying, game winning home runs for them. So kind of fun that's where he's at.
Because, Matt, when you were here, you used to hang around the baseball guys, right? Some of the baseball guys. Who were the guys? Was it McCutcheon?
Yeah, Neil Walker is still a really good friend of mine.
Okay. Neil is the guy.
You were a ball player growing up, too, weren't you? Can you hit one out of PNC Park like Sid did that day?
Well, we would have, but someone else hit it out, and then our time was up, so we couldn't, you know?
No, did you ever have pressure? Like, did you ever want your son to play hockey, or you just let him kind of figure out what do you want to do? Because now I have a son and I'm like, oh, I want him to play hockey. And I feel like there's a little bit of pressure on him to play hockey. But for you, you know, again, you kind of let him take his path. But was he a hockey player at the start and then he just didn't like it? Or what was the story there? Because, again, his dad won a Stanley Cup. There's got to be a little bit of pressure to play hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was ever pressure. I provided opportunity for him to do whatever sport it played. He played hockey and played part of the Timbits when we were living in Canada. And then when we were in Pittsburgh, he was part of the USA ADM program out in Wexford. But at the end of the day, a lot of his classmates didn't play hockey. They played baseball. And so he decided he wanted to play baseball. And I didn't care. Like, if he didn't love hockey, then why? We did it at the level, like, he's under him, like, this has got to be him. And you know TK just as well as I do, like, when to make it as far as we did, there's days when it's not fun, it's not just a game, and it's hard work. And if you don't love it and you don't want it, like, you're not totally tied in yourself to it, you're just not going to do the level that you need to be successful. And so me forcing him to be hockey when he wanted to play baseball really didn't make any sense to me.
Matt, we appreciate the time, man. This was a great conversation, great stories. Tyler?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming on. That last clip, I should clip it. It should be on the Post-Gazette for all the parents that have these youth hockey kids. You know, again, they want it more than their kid. Again, coming from a guy that's been around the block, his kids play something else. But, again, great advice, great stories, Matt. You got to let us know when you're in town watching your son play baseball or whenever you have time. We'd love to have you in. But, again, man, what a career. I'm glad you're doing
well. You and I, TK, you texted me this morning.
Yeah.
The last text I have from you was me trying to start a podcast with you, and then you ghosted me. So
really?
Like.
Oh, you know. No,
oh, yeah. Go back and look at our text.
I know. I did.
Go back.
Hey, we can still do this. Because New Owls, imagine if it was me, you, and Kasparaitis.
You, him, and Stahl. Call the podcast The Third Line.
Oh, Stahl's still playing. It's like
Sesame Street line. Sesame Street line.
Oh, I have a great picture of my house. In my garage, I have me, Stahl, and Cook. And Matt's giving it to us. And me and Stahl are like, we're like, what is he talking about? But
love it.
Oh, we had some great times.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Cookie.
Good luck
Thanks,
out
guys.
There.
I really appreciate being on.
I love you so much. I named my daughter after you. Everyone thinks it's because of you, but it's Cookie. But.
See you, buddy.
All the best, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was incredible, Tyler.
Oh, he's the best. Like
you guys, again, based on that, you two should have a podcast together.
Yeah, like I'd love to do. I got a lot of things going on, but I'd love to talk to these guys. Like maybe we can talk later, but it would be fun to
have
guys,
them in the studio.
Yeah, have them in the studio, like kind of do like a radio podcast where we talk to these guys and have guests. And
am I the last one to know that Matt Cook's kid is a catcher at Pitt? Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you? Well, you obviously did. Yeah. I didn't know. Should I have known? People written about this and talked about it?
Yeah, we gotta get his son on and get some. We would go down to watch one of his games, but I always remember. His son would always come into the dressing room with a baseball mitt and a glove. And we're like, and he'd always talk about Neil Walker living across the street. Is, you know, Neil would play, you know, play baseball with them. Neil's one of the salt of the earth best guys ever. That's Neil for you.
Is he a good golfer?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's like
way better than you.
Well, catch me on a good day. I'm pretty good. No, I think he's pretty
good. I saw you on a day.
You know,
you're better than me, but that doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah, you know, we had actually a golf outing. A couple of the alumni came out, Eric Tangredi. He's another guy that he's an Allegheny guy.
Yeah.
So is Neil Walker.
Oh, him and Neil golf together.
Yeah, they're
they?
Both big hitters. They both like can play. All even Jeff Carter, I heard, is getting really, really good at golf.
Do you know Gary Roberts? You played with Roberts here, didn't you? He was out of his mind in a good way, wasn't he? Remember when he tried to fight the whole Senators team in the playoff game?
Oh, he's tough as nails. I remember walking out onto Mellon Arena, and I'd be right behind Gary Roberts, and he'd have a scar down his spine on his neck, and he couldn't move his neck that well, and he'd be like this, and I'd be like, oh, my God. I'm going into a war zone sitting behind this guy, because when the wires crossed, when he fought the guy on Philadelphia, I forget who it was, and he was coming in like shadow boxing. I was like in heaven. I was like, this is the NHL. This is old school. If that doesn't fire you up, fighting death, you know. But yeah, all those old
amazing.
Guys would be great. Oh yeah,
we have to go, Tyler. What a get that was by you. You're the first star of this game today.
I know. I'm wondering, like even like Ruslan Fedotenko, another one I'd like to get. I'm gonna see if
what happened with Flower? Just a no go. Too busy.
I kind of let him give him some time. I'm going to reach back out, but Pascal Dupuy would be another good one.
He'd be great.
Because his son's a stud. His son can play. His son's a really good hockey player.
Let's do that.
Or Kunitz, too. That'd be a great
what
get.
About Kunitz?
The Cooney man, yeah. Cooney.
What about Stalzi?
Scuderi. The only problem is...
Scuderi would be nice. Is he in Long Island? Where does he live?
Yeah. They're all like part of like different organizations, either player personnel, assistant GM. But the problem is the show is 10 to 11.
Yeah.
If they're part of a team, that's like the prime time for an NHL team to practice. And like,
then we'll adjust. You can come in at one on a given day or noon or 11.
I can talk to Stalzi. I'd love to have Stalzi. I miss those guys. I miss all those old alumni guys.
See you, buddy. And congrats on the latest addition to your family. Little Cozy Kennedy. Is that right?
Cozy Kennedy. I got to go ask my wife if I'm allowed to have a nap today. It's probably a no, but.
How do you spell her name?
K-O-Z-I.
I love that name.
Precious.
Cozy Kennedy. Congrats, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.